Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Frank Dave. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you doing on this fine, sunny Southern California day? Oh, well, except for the homeless, the drug addicts, the crime, and the illegals. Otherwise, how are you doing?
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, you wake up this morning, you find out that the capital of your state has become a sanctuary for the LGBTQ trans community.
Yeah.
And you feel so proud.
Oh, I know.
Because
right?
That's the most important thing we got to get going now in our state.
I'm going to wear my rainbow t-shirt today just to celebrate, Dave. You know that.
I'm wearing my rainbow underwear. So there. excuse me.
There you go. That's TMI. Okay.
TMI. Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. We are recording this on March 27th in the year of our Lord 2024. We hope you're doing well. And hey, like we said at the outset, January 1st of this year, I said every day of this year is going to be tumultuous.
Every single day.
So far.
Yeah. We don't have enough time in the week to do enough podcasts to like get all this stuff to everybody. It's too much.
Our dream is to one day be able to do a show every day.
Every day, 2 hours. That is our dream. So if anybody's listening out there who runs iHeart or ABC Radio or
Salem Communications,
things, and they're listening to this, hey, you got a couple of guys who love to do a couple hour show 5 days a week. Let's just do it. Give us a call.
That's right. I love it. So let's dive into it. It's a lot of ranting. I'm sorry. Very little raving this week.
Raving.
There's just some heavy things going on. Let's begin with the number one news story of the week. Of course, is the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland.
Was that a Carnival Cruise Lines, by the way? I'm not sure.
It was not a Norwegian cruise line.
Okay. No. All right. Okay. Just checking.
It's a boat out of Singapore, I believe. Not a friendly boat by any means. Hey, here's what my initial thought was: this dude.
Yeah.
If this was 20 years ago, if this was even 10 years ago, I would have looked at that story, going, you know what? A couple of knuckleheads fell asleep at the wheel. They gassed that up too much, a little bit too much, while they were on their break, and they crashed into the bridge.
Yeah.
It's amazing how in the year 2024, when you have such distrust of the media. And we are so aware of what's happening around the world. And here I immediately, within seconds, my little antenna went up.
Yeah.
Something's up here. And sure enough, as each second and minute unfolded, because, you know, the news travels so fast, it all backed up. And within like hours, we knew this was, you know, there's so many layers to this already.
Yeah.
So just saying that right off the bat.
Yeah.
So as it sits now, this has only been a day and a half. I mean, we're still digging into what actually happened. And this is a horrific event, by the way, people. This is a very, very busy route. Very busy.
Second busiest in the United States.
Thank you. And as we talked on the phone, if you're going to pinpoint, if you're a bad guy and you're a terrorist and you're a bad actor, this would be in your top five.
Totally.
Of places you would want to destroy.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how with so little effort.
That's the whole point.
Cyber attack, by the way, people.
100%.
You can do so much damage. Yeah. This is going to affect us in the billions of dollars when you think of the time and the effort and the rerouting and the rebuilding of this bridge. So putting that aside, this not only is, as you said, incredibly busy, the hazardous materials that this was on the ship and that is routinely run up and down this area. It's just what it does. It's just there's oil and there's gas and there's various other things that are. It's not just cars. It's not just cheap toys from China.
Right.
A lot of hazmat material runs through this thing.
Yeah.
So we can fill in some more details. But this thing left at 1:30 in the morning. Starts going. They apparently for 48 hours it had electrical issues. It starts going down in the waterway, loses power. They gas it up again. All the fumes come out because they drop the anchor. And when you run this thing at high speed, which I'm sure you've seen some of the video clips, everybody, it looks as if, son of a gun, they went right into one of the pillars that they knew, that the structural engineers already knew this. This one, there's only two pillars. If you hit it with that strength, it would the entire bridge would come down. And sure enough, a direct missile shot.
Yeah. Kind of like 9/11, when the planes were flown into the buildings and they knew exactly where to fly them to create maximum damage, heat, temperature, fire, and lo and behold, the buildings came down. The concept's very similar. The techniques are different. Lara Logan did a great piece on this on Bannon yesterday and a couple of other shows. But basically, Dave, great summary. Here's the thing. It absolutely was a cyber attack. It very likely was the Chinese Communist Party. You'd always have local pilots who take over those large commercial vessels when they get into ports like that. So there was no local commercial pilot on the vessel. From all things that we see and know, the people on the ship were not even in control. Somebody got in there electronically, took over the GPS system of that boat, rerouted it. You can actually look on the GPS mapping on the Chesapeake, and you can see basically it was heading one direction, then all of a sudden it did a loop and turned around and went the other way 180 degrees. Somebody got in there, took over the GPS, recalibrated it, and sent it directly towards that pillar that you were just referring to. 100%, that is what happened. The day after it happens, Chris Wray has a FBI field officer in charge sit down and says, this was absolutely not terrorism. The guy's from Baltimore. He's the number two guy, and he's from Baltimore. How did they know within hours that it's absolutely not terrorism? It's total BS. This is a total cover scandal. The administrative state is covering up for the people for what actually happened. This was absolutely a cyber attack.
When you see somebody, as you said, from as soon as you wake up, because this is at 1:30 in the morning, but when I, put on the news at 8 in the morning, and some clown from some agency is saying, we are very confident this is not a terrorist
Yeah,
attack.
how are you
It's like
confident? How exactly? Tell me how you're confident. Yeah. And
it's
they
like
get no
saying
questions, right? Nobody asks any questions. I mean, he doesn't even say it. How are you confident? What gives you that level of confidence, Mr. FBI? Nobody even asks that anymore. It's
It's
ridiculous.
incredible. It's like if there's a Muslim shouting Allah Akbar and knifing people in London, oh, that's not a terrorist attack. It's almost on that level. It's so in your face. Laura Logan's report on this, if anybody wants to Google what her reporting on this, amazing, amazing and insightful. I have zero confidence we're going to get the truth on this
Hundred
if
percent.
ever already, and it's only been 2 days.
And like you said, Dave, this is like talk about minimal effort, maximum impact. There's no security for any of this stuff. Anybody can get in and do this kind of thing. They could be doing it from some kid's bedroom in Beijing and basically control this situation.
Well, they talked about downing our electrical system for years,
Well,
how they
all
have
the
the
electrical grid, the water supply, and the nuclear infrastructure basically has no controls. Okay. I mean, nuclear a little bit, but other stuff like water, power, basic stuff, they never put in the types of controls that were necessary. Why? Too expensive. And so we have not been investing in our infrastructure in this country. And so all this stuff is vulnerable. So as we predicted at the beginning of this year, we are going to start to see every single month increasing attacks on water, power, cities, the grid, the infrastructure. We saw it. They took a dry run in Texas already. They knocked out AT&T and a bunch of other phone systems for a day early. So these are not accidents, people. This is what we do here. These are dots that have to be connected.
It's also amazing how many live shots we had of this. And now I know a lot of them were stationary, but there were some actual people that were taping the bridge at that exact moment in time. Just a coincidence, of course. Also, as we talked about earlier, this is one of the very few bridges of importance that has no structural barrier. In other
That's
words,
correct.
these giant cement pillars, almost every other one has giant cement things right in front and behind in case a boat runs into it, because these are so important, these bridges with so many people going across them. This one, oh, what a coincidence. This bridge did not have those barriers. Gee, I
It's going to
wonder
be like the it's
why.
going to be like the RNC and the DNC pipe bombs on J6, Dave. We're not going to get to the bottom of this. We're just not. It's just it I think the people can assess this for what it is. The American people are smart and have good common sense. And based on everything that we've seen and read and that we're telling you, this was not an accident. This is not just some dude falling asleep in the middle of the night and lost his way, on the
And
Chesapeake.
also,
Sorry.
usually there's tugboats, by the way, that also guide these giant ships. There were no tugboats. How
Well,
come?
tugboats, and that's what I meant by commercial pilot. So the pilot vessels, right? So they're pilot vessels. It's both a boat. They drop off a local professional. They call them pilots. They're boat captains because they've spent 30 years taking ships in and out of these harbors in the local area. And I had a friend who used to do this where I grew up. And so I know these. So these guys know the local waters inside out. There was no local pilot on that vessel.
Yikes. Oh man. Well, hey, we if bottom line, if nothing else, it's going to be a huge suck out of our out of the price of everything now. More inflation, more shipping issues as we have to because they have to go a different direction now.
That's
What a
right.
mess. And also, just real quick before we move on, did you see any of the sound bites from the Baltimore mayor? This guy looked
No,
like he just
no.
stepped off of a C-grade rap video. And
Nice.
he's running, no wonder Baltimore is a
It's an
SHIT
asshole,
hole.
totally.
I mean, my Lord. Well, we have to have a black person represent our city. No, I mean, just wearing the sign incompetent all over him from day
Right.
one. My Lord.
Another social justice warrior. Have at it. Just let him go.
Yeah,
Let him go.
frightening. I will not be visiting that city anytime in my lifetime. Don't
Oh,
you
not
worry.
even remotely close. Even when it was great, I wasn't going there, and that was
No,
never.
I think it had 1 year of greatness back in the 50s or something.
Yeah.
Hey, more. Let's just jump. This happened a few days ago. Also, it was the Moscow concert hall shooting Friday
Sure.
night, killed 137 people. And just say about this is one, Islamic radicals will are at war with us now. They will be at war with us for the rest of your life and your grandchildren's life. Okay, that's just the reality of it, and it's going to be here and around the world. That's the reality of it. The only thing that I thought was odd was that Putin immediately, his knee-jerk reaction was to blame Ukrainians, which was not right, of course. But then he went on the rampage. Apparently he's now deporting a bunch of people now. And I think it's terrible. And the other odd thing, I don't know if you got any insight on this, is rarely, I don't know if ever, they actually apparently have captured the four attackers, terrorist attackers.
I
Which,
think
like,
that
usually those they go down in a hail of bullets, but they actually have these four in custody, which is very odd.
well, that's why they weren't radical Islamic terrorists, Dave. I mean, I think the whole point here, and Jack Posobiec talked about this on Steve Bannon's War Room the other day. These were four Tajikistan payoff guys who were given $5,000 each, and they look like Muslims, they look like radicals, they look like terrorists, but they're not, right? They're just like a bunch of dudes who were cash for hire. And they ran in and did this. And one thing that to be certain, radical Islamic jihadists don't run away when you go to chase them down, right? They stand their ground, they blow up their
Yeah, you
suicide
fight to the
vest, they
end,
shoot back, they fight to the end. These guys ran away like babies. They were peeing their pants. So, and you could see the look on their faces when they were being interrogated. They were scared S-less. So I don't believe the mainstream media line that they were radical Islamic terrorists.
No.
They certainly weren't. They probably weren't Ukrainian, but they were definitely funded by, oh, let me think, maybe a three-letter alphabet agency that we know quite well called the CIA. Wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last time. We did the Nord Stream 2 pipeline bombing. We probably financed this, and we're going to finance others. And you might say, why, Frank? Why? To foment the military industrial complex and to get money over the line, to get more money into the defense contractors and to keep the war effort going in the Ukraine. It's that simple.
Bam. But they were, would you say they officially were, these guys are all from Tajikistan, right? So that would consider, would they be considered Muslim, or would they be considered just complete just stooges that were paid off?
Stooges paid off. Yeah, stooges that
Wow.
were paid off. They're from one of the Stan countries. And, as to their church habits, I don't
Or lack
know.
thereof.
Right.
Okay, let's just jump on from that. I just want that darn war in Ukraine ended as of like yesterday. I'm sick of it. It's so sad and unnecessary. Hey, we spent a lot of money. We did another. I don't even want to talk about this dang bill that Johnson passed. MTG's upset. It seems like we're just throwing more money into the fire pit of hell. But I know that. There were some elements of this last bill that of course everyone signed off on it bipartisan. Oh, it was bipartisan. This is right in your face, pushing trans, pushing abortion, pushing every radical left thing out there. And now we got two guys that are quitting the Congress. Two more guys,
Intentionally, right? Yeah,
Buck
intentionally.
and who's the other guy?
Michael
Gallagher, Gallagher.
Gallagher, yeah.
It's like, you got to be kidding. You
No,
can't
but it's
even finish out your
intentional.
terms?
Let me connect the dots for people at home, Dave. So former Speaker McCarthy is working behind the scenes to get certain congressmen to retire early so they can flip the uniparty majority to Hakeem Jeffries of the Democrats, and the
Jesus.
Democrats will then rule the Congress into the presidential election. we have a one seat majority now because McCarthy, that a-hole, has managed to convince two people to resign early. There was no reason for them to do that except to wound the Republican majority. And that is what McCarthy is about. He is in an unholy alliance with Hakeem Jeffries, and we're one seat away from losing the majority to the Democrats. And that is their entire strategy. And it probably will happen before the election. And you talked about the war and the Ukraine and things. Dave, the only thing that's going to change all that, a new president.
Yeah.
That's it. Unless we have a new president, that stuff just all continues. And all this uniparty spending, there's no two parties. There's only one global uniparty. We talk about this all the time. That's the whole point. There's America First supporters, and there's the global uniparty. The global uniparty is an amalgamation of rhinos and Democrats and neo-Marxists and neocon liberals. And they're the ones that are making hay right now.
So, you know, using the term gutless coward, we've used that often for all these losers out there. That's pretty, it's now on a whole other level, though. They're not just cowardly. They've combined their efforts to join up with the uniparty.
That's right.
And I think you're right. I think there's such a dislike for MAGA and for what this country really is about that they really want to just sell us to the devil.
No, they did.
And I think half these people, these congressmen for the Republicans, I think they'd be totally fine with having Jeffries take over at this point.
They are. You're exactly right. But, well, I mean, it's not a question of do I think. All I have to look is at their voting record. So they vote in line with the majority of Democrats. So there's only about a third of the Republican caucus right now that votes America First every time. Hard line, MTG, Matt Gaetz style, that kind of thing. The rest of them, about half to two thirds, always vote with the Democrats, with Hakeem Jeffries. That tells you all you need to know. It's not my opinion. This is fact.
Yeah, it is. It is. And this one really was, I mean, they always say, oh, the pork barrel spending and all this, but this had some really horrendous elements to it.
All they wanted to do is to get clear sailing. We'll move on. But they just wanted to get clear sailing into the election and not have anyone, you know, give them grief about shutting down the government, even though that actually could happen, should happen. People still get their Social Security checks. Medicare still works. The VA still works. And, you know, maybe a national park or two is closed. Big freaking deal.
But and ultimately, we are so weakened on the political scene. We're not giving Trump any support. He's like a one man band out there. And thank God for him. Seriously. But he's not getting any support.
Just from the posse, just from the war room posse and, you know, supporters like us. And it's a lot bigger than you think, though. I mean,
on the political stage, he's not getting the support.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
He's getting support from the people. If we get a chance to have a real election.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of another turncoat traitor, Ron McDaniels. We can lighten the mood a little bit. This is hilarious how this all unfolded. Yes. So here she is. She finally, you know, Trump finally says you're fired. You know, on the big stage. So there she goes slinking off with her fancy hairdo and all her Botox, right, and her fancy clothes. You know what my agency just did? They got me a gig at NBC News. I'm going to be a paid political analyst.
Yeah.
Guess how long that lasted? That lasted 2 days.
Yeah.
So the left wingers, the communists that run the NBC News organization, and if you can, we've talked about this. If you step one little toe outside their little circle, their little bubble, and the bubble's real, people. They had a total meltdown. She was on the air 1 day, and it was Todd, it was all the rest of them on MSNBC. They just melt. Oh my god, heaven forbid we have one little viewpoint outside of what the narrative that we like to push. And they apparently, there was an inner revolt over the last couple of days, and they just forced her out.
It's amazing. I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on this topic, but it is pretty funny that, you know, I mean, that's how far left all of these shows have gone. That if you introduce somebody onto a panel like a Romney McDaniel, who, by the way, is not conservative, she's a total rhino. She's not conservative. She's more of a Democrat than she is conservative. But you put her next to all these neo-Marxists, and they freak the frick out. They lost their bananas. I mean, they were. Yeah. And so, anyway, she's going to sue them and whatever. But So funny.
And
She's.
but I love how the line they use is, well, she used to be RNC chairperson. What about Michael Steele, who's been there for years trashing conservatives now?
Yeah.
He was ahead of the RNC for many years
Yeah.
back
Well,
20 years
and as
ago.
we know, Ronna had just a horrific losing record. She's a total lo she's a loser. She's a loser in life. She's a loser politically, and she's a loser professionally, and now she has no job. So there you go. Let's
There
move
you
on.
go. Let's move on. Hey, speaking of losers, let's talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. All right. I know some conservatives really, really were backing him for a while. They're like, oh, he's anti-vax. He's actually gonna this guy has put his cards on the table now. He is a progressive. He's a Democrat. And now we finally the cards are there now. We all can see this because he just selected his running mate. Give it to us, Frank. This lady, I
Yeah.
heard her talk for like 20 seconds. I wanted to like claw my eyes out.
Yeah.
Tell us about her.
Nicole Shanahan, she's an Asian 38-year-old woman, quite attractive, former wife of Sergey Brin, who was one of the co-founders of Google. She has basically zero professional experience, Dave. She's 38 years old. She's really never done anything. She's never managed a business. She's never run a P&L. She's never hired and fired people. She's never been in politics. Actually, that's probably a good thing. But she is the absolute definition of a radical neo-Marxist. So here's the most recent clip. This is from CNN. I'm actually reading this off the CNN website. She's currently founder and president of a group, which she put together herself, called the BioEcho Foundation. 501c3, of course, slime ball structure. Anyway, which is focused on, quote, reproductive longevity, equality, criminal justice reform, and a healthy and livable planet. Dave, if there was, I mean, if you're not stupid, there's like four or five code words in there that should send your blood boiling.
Right.
This is as far left as you can get. She's a classic Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco, hard left liberal. And oh, by the way, I'm so happy that he chose her because this is going to eat into Joe Biden's base, right?
Yeah.
So as he's pulling further to the left, this is going to peel votes off that side and make it that much better for Trump.
Yeah, ultimately this will benefit us. I think there was some talk there early on that oh, Kennedy's gonna take into Trump's potential voter base. Not with
No,
this. Uh,
not even
she's
close.
also has donated to Gascon, this
Yep.
radical left DA we out here in
Number
LA.
one donor,
Yeah.
$4 million to Soros' super PAC to support Gascon and other radical DAs. She's horrendous. Just horrendous.
Which is like she's horrendous, but good for us. So
Yeah,
is
horrendous, but good for us. There's a summary. Yeah.
And super annoying also, by the way, I can just tell already. So we'll move on
Yeah.
from that. But I think, hey,
Yeah.
RFK Jr., hang in this race as long as you can. I think that will only benefit us at
It
this point.
totally, totally.
Hey, let's kind of end with some nice wrap-ups
Yeah.
of our
Yeah.
boy DJT. So he got the bond reduced at the early part of the week. Manageable. He comes out and says, Donald, how are you going to pay for this? He goes, cash.
Cash. I know. One
And then on the
word.
tails of that, was it right before, right after that, they finally he was able f to finally get his Truth Social thing merged officially on Wall Street with
Yep.
the digit what's the official title? The digital, what is it?
So
The
yeah, so the public merger with a SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Corporation, which essentially is a public shell, merged with Truth Social. Trump's share is now worth about $4 billion.
Woo.
The stock traded up 50% on its first day of trading yesterday, and the ticker symbol, should anybody want to go out and buy it, you weren't rant and rave fans, is DJT. Gotta love it.
That's easy to remember. So he's a happy camper now, and I saw he made a great golf shot a couple of days ago. So he's had a good week, and it's about time he had a nice, relaxing
Exactly.
week because he's got some intense 7, 8 months ahead
Oh,
of him.
yeah.
I think at this point he's winning. But of course, as we've been talking about over and over and over, the Democrats know the only way they can win is to cheat. So they're bringing Barack Obama back to the White House. He's
Oh, yeah.
calling into Joe every day,
Every
complaining
day.
about things because things are not going the way he thinks they should go, even though the demented president who's kind of a president. You know, he's only sitting there in the White House, but he's not the real
he's
president.
He's the illegitimate occupier of Pennsylvania Avenue, Dave. He's That's not the legitimate president. The election was look, here, I got some news for people. Get comfortable with the following fact. The election was stolen. Biden is illegitimate. And get real with it, because that is the reality. That why Obama's there. I'm looking at the Daily Mail right here. Can Obama rescue Joe? Frantic phone calls to the White House. He was there 3 days last week. He's in several hours of conversations every day this week with Biden's chief of staff, with his fundraising people, with his staffers. He is freaking out right now. The whole left-hand side is freaking out.
Yeah, because we've got the momentum.
As they should be, because we're ascendant.
Absolutely. And that's why they're working behind the scenes with Lawfare and trying to get the illegals on the books with their driver's licenses so that they can vote. They're trying to they didn't get a COVID bounce like they did, you know, 4 years ago. There's no COVID to rely on as far as the Dropbox nonsense. So they're trying plan B, plan C, plan D. Yeah. And that's all they got right now, because Potato Head in Chief is he can barely get two words out at this point.
And the last story I've got today, Dave, is I know something that I'm sure all of our listeners have been wanting us to cover the entire show, but we saved it for the end, just for you, Dave. Special, just for you. Sean P. Diddy Combs. Do you know who that is, Dave? Diddy?
I do. Famous rapper.
Diddy's been having a couple of issues recently. I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but they basically had a massive raid simultaneously of his two estates, one in Miami, one in Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. Basically, Dave, they are accusing him of running a giant sex ring. Ooh. And this is like Epstein on steroids, if you want to think about it that kind of way. So they're basically now trying to get a lot of his people to come forward. Some of them have. There is tons of stories out there about what's been going on. I can't even get into these details. They're just too graphic for the show. We don't yet know, obviously, all the facts. Diddy is saying, I didn't do anything. So, you know, so you got that going for you, which is nice. But in terms of, I think there's just so much here that's going to unpack over time. The least of which, Dave, is all of the video cameras that he has, security cameras in all of his homes, filming everything and everybody doing all of those things. So we'll see where that goes.
Can you say cutting a deal? Diddy's going to have the most high-priced lawyer saying, and he's like, well, you know, we don't want Diddy to go to prison. What's it going to take? He's right got $1 billion. Right now, no, we don't want $1 billion. Dude, we want the videotapes.
Right now, you got Prince Harry's lawyer on the phone from Britain going, Diddy? Is this Diddy? Yeah.
Excuse me.
Can we transfer $1 billion to your Swiss account? Please don't release that Prince Harry sex tape. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
This is going to be Epstein times 10 at this point, we're thinking. 100%. Except I don't think Diddy's going to end up in some, you know, scummy New York jail with the cameras going
people
out so he can be hung.
People are wondering where the dude is. I was trying to track down this information right before we went on air, and to this moment, we don't know where he is. His private jet flew from a Van Nuys airport to an island in the Caribbean, and then went back to Miami. He was in Miami as of about a couple of hours ago, but nobody knows exactly where he is right now.
Let me tell you, some people are going to be mighty leveraged by some of these tapes that come out, and we're going to hear and see some mighty nutty shenanigans about this over the next six months.
It's like Epstein all over again. Think about it, right? So they raided his Upper East Side apartment, which actually was about eight blocks from where I used to live in New York City back in the day. But they raided that apartment. And they got all of the videotapes, all of the hard drives, all of the DVDs.
Wow, right.
That was years ago. Why is the Black Madam still in prison? And why have we not seen any of that information? Oof. It's all
Bill's
under seal. No, because they're sitting on it. The president, DOJ, it's like Kennedy. It's like the Kennedy files. Who shot Kennedy? Who really did it? It's all being suppressed. Dave, great to see you this week. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to share us with all of your friends, right-minded, of course. And we're on every podcast platform out there, up to about a dozen now. And on social media, coming in pretty hot on Twitter, Truth Social, Getter. We're all over the place. Gab, MeWe. The handle is @RantAndRave1776. And as always, we will see you down the road on the right side.